This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of deep winter, the fourth week of the sparrow flocking moon, and the second week of the sun in Capricorn. Each season is the sum of its parts, and deep winter is defined by five major cold waves in much of the country. The first of these weather systems arrives this week, and the second usually by January 5th or 6th. The third and fourth systems cross the Mississippi near the 10th and the 15th, and they redouble the cold and bring the lowest temperatures of the year. A fifth system near January 20th is often part of the January thaw, and the sixth and final cold wave of January is statistically the first of late winter, and it gradually leads into the Groundhog Day thaw early in February. Now, if you have a barometer, you can watch the needle or the digital readings fall as cold fronts approach and then rise after they pass through your location. If you make a graph of these movements, you get to actually see the weather. And note how the alternating highs and lows are like the pulse of the planet. And if you keep your records for a year or two and compare your graphs, and if you keep a record of temperatures, and maybe of sun and clouds, then you can settle in to watch the heartbeats of time visit you at home, connecting you through the currents of wind to all the world. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep winter. In the meantime, count cold fronts. Feel the pulse of time. Poor Will's Almanac for 2016 is still available. To find a sample and to order online, visit www.poorwillsalmanac.com. That's Wills without an apostrophe and with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.